Please be seated. Okay, so. I did interpolate her absence as her not being in the room.
So look, just to let you know, Your Honour, on behalf of Ms Dixon, I'm attending tomorrow and I'll be able to pass on anything that arises during that
time. Oh, perfect. Okay, thank you very much. Right, I think I am. Anywho, so, let me see if I can get to the page where the provisions are. Okay, so your alternative pathway for TAs, should the court be minded to go for a longer duration for Newater or activities which have not been previously authorised by a deemed permit or water permit, your alternate pathway set out at page 31, paragraph 66, with a new policy 10A 2.2. And that policy is instead of the policy on duration in the operative water plan.
Correct. Because that's the word irrespective.
Yep. And so full merits assessment in the operative water plan.
And this is
the policy. Well.
Sorry. It depends under the activity rule as well. Well, if it's limited to the schedule only, it probably would be. If it would be widened open, and if we don't restrict it to activities in a schedule, as I propose, then some community water supplies could apply for new consent under controlled activity rule or restricted discretionary.
This is for new water, for new activities?
For new water.
Water. So, you mean because they want to avail themselves of your controlled activity pathway, or?
Sorry?
Sorry, why do you say they could?
Well,
because they want 6 years.
The schedule actually. If we would stick to only the activities in the schedule, it would be a full merits assessment.
And if something pops up in the meantime that the TAs wanted a consent for as a new activity, an activity not previously authorised, it still is that would still be a full merits assessment.
Yes, under the operative plan.
Under the operative plan, and the duration for those would be what?
It would be determined under 10A22.
Even though.
Oh, no. Sorry. That would be under. No. 10A22 would apply to all new consents. Yep. Irrespective of the schedule.
But for proposals not listed in the schedule, they would simply be 6 years in that case. That the policy is saying
correct.
6 years.
Yes.
Yeah. So to get more than 6 years, you'd have to find yourself in the schedule.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then replacement activities that are strictly replacements. Longer, but you are not clear in your own mind whether those activities that are listed in the schedule are replacement activities.
Like I said before, the way they are described in the evidence, the vast majority of them, to me, look like new activities. Except I was not clear what is proposed in terms of the Cadrona scheme. And as I said before as well, around Omakau, it seems to be a little bit up in the air.
And let me just read the policy. Just for plan drafting, though, and this is completely, it's me being a pedant, sorry, but paragraph 10A, or policy 10A 2.3, in the first paragraph, you finish by saying, you finish by saying, except where, then some words are crossed out, and then but you've left in applies and. You need to take out the applies and to make sense grammatically?
No.
No, you don't? Okay.
No, it continues on the next page.
Yes, that's right. So reading it out, the sentence would be, for a duration of no more than 6 years, except where applies and the take and use of water is associated. That's a bit clunky, so you could just simply delete the applies and, couldn't you? And say, except where A, the take and use of water is associated with the community water supply. Just a couple of speed words.
You could actually do that. As we discussed earlier, initially, the idea was to have reference to rule 10A3 1B1.
You'll upset the commissioner.
I know, and I acknowledge it, and you can take it out.
So we just.
That's why the end applies, but you can take it out.
Yeah. Okay, so I've just noted saying that you would also take out the words applies and just to make better grammatical sense of it. So 6 years, except where you're one of the schemes listed in your schedule, and the problem with that is that. You may or may not be a replacement consent. So you've got potentially a confounding factor there, haven't you?
Yes.
Yep, okay. All right. So there'll be a way around it.
Yeah. I mean, if I may.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that also occurred to me was there might be a silver lining to this as well by giving an exception. If you look at the consent durations that currently are in place for existing consents, some of them go to 2050.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took that into consideration as well. Like I said, in principle, I actually don't like schedules that much, but in this case, it looks like it's the only way of constraining the risk.
Yes. So, you are not suggesting, though, that everything listed in the schedule is indeed a replacement consent.
And no.
No. And, in fact, may not even be.
It may not, but the reference to the schedule is also made in the policy on duration that guides new water?
Yeah.
So that's why I have the reference in there?
Okay, that might miscue a consent authority. That's all. But, okie dokie. So, I think you are saying, in principle, where the applicant is a territorial authority applying for a community water scheme, applying for a replacement consent for a community water scheme, in principle, you can support the longer duration of until 2035. And that's what policy 10A2.3 is doing.
No.
No.
In principle, if you are any scheme provider,
yeah,
I'm in favour of short-term consents.
All right, so that's your, yeah. So
that's my...
That's, this is just the fallback, yeah.
This is the fallback
okay,
only
got it.
Because...
Yeah.
But I put up the option, yeah. Sorry.
No, if the court is minded to go for a longer duration for replacement consents for community water supply, then this is what the drafting looks like. And the, I think it's just a suggestion. Yeah, just
and
a suggestion.
A suggestion to constrain it to those schemes, because with those schemes, like I said before, we've been provided with information that kind of puts us in a better place to...
Yeah. But you would need verification that the schemes are indeed replacement schemes. It seems, when I read this, I thought, oh, all of those schemes are replacement consents, but they're not.
They are not.
No. And so that's the confusion.
They're not.
Yeah.
They are replacing existing ones, but they have a different design, they different points of take, so essentially they're new schemes.
Okay, and then thinking about any rule for replacement activities, which are community water activities, you've got it fully discretionary. That would require a full merits assessment of the proposal.
I think that was consistent as well with what we set out when we started the plan change, or what was notified, where if you want to, because initially we had, under the non-complying activity rule, provision for consents up to 35 years, sorry, not up to 35, until 2035. That was under the non-complying rule, and we thought because that allows a full assessment of all possible effects. And so while the activity status is different in what is proposed in my, or what is suggested in my evidence of reply, it would still allow for all the effects to be assessed.
All right. As opposed to looking at least parts of Mr. Twos's, I think it's his RDA rule, insofar as those parts only apply to replacement consents and not new takes, looking at an RDA rule for a longer duration and the matters that he's particularly focused on there. So it would, you know, you'd still need a water management, you'd need a water management plan, righty-righty-righty. He's got a whole...
Yeah, I thought it was actually, I learned a lot actually from reading Mr. Cruz's evidence. But when it comes to replacement consents, I thought the matters of discretion are quite narrow. And for a 15-year consent, almost 15 years, I thought it would be appropriate to widen that out.
Oh, I agree, because, I agree in principle with that, because I think the evidence is that the water plan doesn't contemplate the sort of inquiry that Mr. Twos has for new consents.
Yeah.
And therefore for existing consents. And so if you're going to be looking for a replacement consent for a longer duration, I couldn't see why you would take any different approach. And so that his discretionary matters for new consents, matters of discretion for new consents, would equally apply to a replacement consent.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd agree with that.
I'd agree with that.
That at least be some guidance on the longer duration.
I'd agree with that. And I think I mentioned it before when being questioned by Ms. Irving. Mr. Tu's proposal is very elaborate and clever in terms of looking at the demand side and how you can manage demand in a way that encourages efficiency and end use, but it actually doesn't give much scope to consider the direct impacts on the resource that you're taking from. The actual take itself and the effects on the water body of that.
And I know it was Mr. Tuiz's evidence that why he was in support of 15 years was that he felt that consenting authorities had to have the opportunity to review the environment after the lapse of certain periods of time. It couldn't be that territorial authorities could keep on indefinitely taking water without ever a review of the wider environment. So what that review of the wider environment entailed and its impact on territorial authorities was less than clear. And then that comes down to the debate about are territorial authorities interested in the end use of water? That is to what the person to whom you're supplying uses it for, or are they interested to the extent that they have an interest in the environment only? It is the change in environment over a number of years or as the years pass by, which seemed to be Mr. Tuiz's emphasis, that it was the latter. How you would respond to finding out, for example, that you are in a water, in an environment which was impacted by, for example, contaminants or by water shortages, how would you respond to that? Or are TAs right and they would never countenance a change to their conditions, even on an application for replacement?
Sir, could you repeat the last sentence?
How, on a merits assessment, how do you respond to a finding that you're in a water short catchment, that there are, you know, over allocation issues to do with water quality and quantity if you are a territorial authority? What would be any change that the regional council would seek to impose on a territorial authority as a consequence of that finding?
I think some of the answers are probably in terms of managing that end use and the impacts of the end use are probably already in Mr. Tuiz's proposed solution through a management plan. I think where regional council comes in is to kind of put some standards onto those management plans as to what they need to meet and linking them to the consenting regime. But at the moment, we don't have anything in the plan that allows us to assess any of the matters that would be captured by that management plan, apart from perhaps, general water demand for residential use, stock water.
It's fair to say that there's nothing in the operative plan that particularly
that is not in the operative
enlightens
plan.
This either. So,
no.
You know, you kind of, this to me was at least a step change in thinking from the operative plan.
Yeah.
So hence it, you know, it had a lot of merit.
Yeah.
Because it's not as if you've got a default over there to to go to?
No, we don't. And I know that the practitioners do that, but they rely on industry guidelines, and none of it is actually linked in or is actually explicit within the plan.
So if the court was thinking about an RDA pathway for replacement consents, which are truly replacement consents, and they then get picked up in this plan change as opposed to the operative plan change, notwithstanding that there are no outcomes for the environment, no outcomes stated in terms of objectives and policies, could this thinking in Mr. Toruza's RDA start to encourage TAs to think about their proposals or the crafting of their proposals more than what they are encouraged to do under the operative plan?
Absolutely. We've heard a number of times that an increase in water use, take and water use, actually puts a financial strain on territorial authorities. The more water they use or that they need to take, the more expensive it is. It's almost the opposite as with the primary sector, really. I think it's not just lip service. I think they will see the benefits of that, I'm sure. And I think they will encourage their end users or somehow impose it on their end users, yeah.
Okay, all right. Just make sure. That's my questions. So anything arising as a consequence of the court's questions that I might not have even given you a chance for re-examination, sorry.
I think you did.
I did. And you said no.
I did say no.
Yep,
yes.
There you go. Yep.
And I have no questions arising.
Okay, nobody else got any questions from the court's questions?
But just a request.
Yes.
With the interchange between Commissioner Bunting and Mr. De Pelsmaker, Mr. De Pelsmaker indicated he would canvass the schedule changes at the JWS on Monday.
Yeah, you probably need everyone.
Ms. Stiles isn't part of that JWS,
no.
And I close tomorrow.
Yeah.
So my request was, if Mr. De Pelsmaker wanted to canvass others' views, could he please do so with Ms. Stiles?
I think that's completely reasonable, I understand.
It's just that I've closed tomorrow and...
No, fair enough. And, fair enough. There will be a way of managing that because it really is just the sanity check at the end of the process.
Yeah.
I hope that's all it is. And
well, yeah.
But there will be a way of managing that to ensure that your interests are not prejudiced. And
no, thank you, ma'am. I just thought I should ask because, I don't want to assume that.
No. No, well, you shouldn't either. Yeah. Sorry. Did you want to say something about that?
Ms. Stiles or Mr. Mitchell, because Mr. Mitchell seemed to be, or they can,
probably Ms. Stiles, and then if needed, she can liaise with Mr. Mitchell for advice, but she's the one that's been involved of more recent times.
Okay, so you just need to think about that, Mr. De Pelsmaker, about doing that hard editing on that schedule. Is there any other... I'm hoping they're just simply editorial matters which need to be picked up, but other planners might have a different view. So I don't know whether you lead the process, then distribute it and ask for comments in a timely sort of way, bearing in mind everybody else's other obligations. Okay. That's us. Closings.
So on to closings then. In terms of tomorrow's schedule, is the court still planning on rising at 2?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm staying over, but you guys need to get back.
Yes. Yeah, I'm afraid that there are no later planes to Wellington. That's the reason that we have to finish early, so we're sorry about that.
I'm quite happy tomorrow because I would otherwise need to see leave to be excused at 2. Mm-hmm. So that sounds good.
Just suddenly thought of a question for Mr. De Palsmaker. Now you finish off what you're saying there because you're.
Looking at looking at the schedule tomorrow in terms of the list of parties closing. I don't understand there to be many changes for that. So we'll just get cracking on the list.
Did we have some latecomers for that for closings? I thought there was a latecomer last night. I thought I had a latecomer last night. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, that's fine. As long as, you know, Jaron has the details and so forth. Yep. Okay. Okay, I'm probably thinking about PCA. All right.
Can I just ask a question? For those that are doing it by AVL, will you get a copy before the...
Mr. Cooper, can you ask Mr. Reid just to send us his submission, a copy of his submission before he presents?
Yes.
Yep, or he can... Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've got something to read.
Send him through the morning.
Good. Anything else? All right. Actually, there was one final question. Sorry. Mr. De Palsmaker, I'm sure, but I haven't been able to find it. I thought it was Ms. Perkins who led evidence about... she not only gave evidence in capacity as a planner talking for LAMPRO, but, you know, the LAMPRO submission, but she also had 5 or 6 other farming entities that she was asked to, I guess, to advocate for. One of whom was Hydro. It's a station which had a Hydro on it.
I believe so. Pioneer?
Sorry? Yeah, Pioneer? And I've looked and I can't find the statement that she made. But, sorry, who do you think it was, if it wasn't Ms...
Oh, no, sorry. Mount Earnslaw, yeah.
Earnslaw, yeah, Earnslaw. Could well be. Did you turn your mind whether there needed or could be a possible exception for them or not? That's their hydro only, so it's not hydro irrigation, it's just hydro. Oh, well, Olivia, do you want to think about that some more?
I have a sense that it didn't pose any problems for them, but maybe that's a bit...
I don't think the plan per se poses problems, but they just can't be bothered going through this process every 6 years, is what the argument was.
It's a small scheme, and it's for private use. I don't think they intend to do anything different than just carrying on their
that's right.
business.
Yeah, I'm sure she made the statement. Earnslaw doesn't use the water for irrigation.
No, it's a separate. And I think that might that could be a concern where the water is used for both purposes. But in this case, my recollection is that's only hydro.
Yeah. Do you want to think about Earnslaw and? Yeah, because you're going to be around for the next few days, and let us know whether or not you're. Thoughts have changed in terms of them coming in on the schedule. Maybe I'm not indicating anything. That was the only other thing, the only other entity where I felt for sure we had some evidence and it was a clear cut out for hydro. Yeah, electricity. And then you might want to pick that up in your JWS as just a by the by matter.
Yeah.
Was it?
I'm just turning my mind to next week, and we'll get a joint witness statement from the planners.
Yeah.
In terms of what then happens with that, I had in mind that either there would be no need for any questions, but if there was need for questions, then perhaps Mr. De Pelsmaker could be the representative of the group to answer questions on that statement rather than having to schedule
everybody else back. Yes. That sounds reasonable. Probably presupposes
it depends what it says a little bit, but that I just that's my thinking at this stage in terms of how that might be managed.
Yep.
But I guess we just need to see what the statement says first.
Because I don't have a sense of where the planners might be lining up on the court's thinking and, you know, the further improvement to the draft by Mr. Page.
Yes, it strikes me if there's lots and lots of red pen, there will be a need for multiple people to return to explain. But if it is really a matter of refinement with some fulsome explanation about the refinement, then Mr. De Pelsmaker may be able to speak on behalf of the group.
So was there a suggestion somewhere along the line that though that we should have the conditions?
Yes, that was
testing,
draft then condition, and then
that Ms. King and
I don't want Mr. Cummings back because I think we understand all of that, but
Ms. King to run awry over the condition might look like.
Yes, that would be sensible, and
Also the testing. I think that's where
Ms. King's in a good place with the way she both understands the consenting side of things and also the planning piece, given her involvement here, so it was anticipated she would be involved.
Also taking an actual example.
Testing a live example.
Especially now that she has in mind that if you want to do this, you're going to have to amend your application. And so that should start to simplify things in her own mind. At the moment, they are very difficult. It is complex, and I couldn't see it working, but so we'd have to come in on that understanding.
Yes. Well, I'd suggest that Ms. King participates in that conferencing and that it does pick up then ideally a practical example. And including the condition that would come down.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So so if everybody was happy with that, that there's the representatives from the council can come forward. Of course you might not be happy, the planners may not be happy with that, and we'll just take it as it comes. Yep. But that's to come in on when?
Monday,
preferably. And nobody except for you, Mr. Walsh, might be caught out. Well, no, you won't be caught out in that because you're not particularly interested in the priority issue, are you?
No, Ms. Stiles doesn't need to. Just to clarify, I'm not asking that Ms. Stiles attend that JWS, just that Mr. De Pelsmaker liaise
at
the end of it.
About your submissions on priorities. Your issue is more that the whole thing might expire than, you know, how do we work out
this? I have the one sentence that you've requested in respect of the 124 issue, and that's all I've got in my closing.
Oh, right. What was your one issue, one sentence?
Confirming whether I'm asking you to make a decision on 124 or not.
Oh, yeah. So
I've inserted that.
Right, and so you are asking us?
No, I've got to have something tomorrow, Mum.
Okay, so no giveaways.
I am not asking, not consider you need to.
It's a sneak preview for tomorrow. All right.
Might get on the earlier flight now.
You might as well go, But, Ms. Irving, this might actually impact on your client, knowing where those priorities go for, the policy stuff or not, in terms of your closing. Anyway,
no,
if
the priorities are not a huge issue for the TAs.
Okay. Good. All right, that sounds like a plan. So it's to come in on Monday, I said, which might be ambitious, and we might hear from people on Tuesday.
Yes. Yep. And as I look at the schedule for Tuesday, Dr. Somerville was going to be elevated in the order.
I haven't told him that yet, but I will.
Tuesday's looking perhaps likely.
Tuesday, JWS. Okay, and then I need to talk to Dr. Somerville about that. Yep. I knew he was free a few days ago on that day.
Now, did I hear correctly that he was also preparing some further submissions on the VIRAs point?
Yes, and being overconfident, yesterday I said, I think I've got a solution where I'm at least happy enough that I've dealt with the VRA's issue. And so I have said to him, we can stand him down on the VRA's.
Very good. Well, we won't need to keep our eyes
peeled for that. That's just backing myself.
Very good.
Okay. All right. Very good. So we're adjourned through to 9:30 tomorrow.
China, please.
All rise.